जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी लाभ यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जया गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे राम जय श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदर्श श्री श्रीमद एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदर्श श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहे हो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। जय श्री गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय। वृंद देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ताई गौर पे मंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो च यमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो वी वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर टुडेज मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। द सेक्शन अलॉटेड टू मी इज फ्रॉम Canto 4, Chapter 13, and Text 25 to Text Number 39. So, from this, I have selected this Text 33, which is Tatha Sobhaga Dheyani Grahishyanti Divokashaha Yadyagya Purusah Sakshad अपत्याय हरिर्व्रतः। ट्रांसलेशन। व्हेन हरि द सुप्रीम एंजॉयर ऑफ ऑल सैक्रिफाइसेस इज इनवाइटेड टू फुलफिल योर डिजायर फॉर अ सन ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स विल कम विद हिम एंड टेक देयर शेयर्स इन द सैक्रिफाइस। जस्ट लुक एट द हिस्ट्री फ्रॉम वेयर दिस बिफोर दिस टेक्स्ट और टेक्स्ट 25, वेयर दी दी इवेंट्स व्हाट आर द इवेंट्स विच टेकन प्लेस प्रीवियसली. सो विदुरा व्हेन ही हियर्स दैट दी नारद मुनि हैज़ रिसाइटेड दी ग्लोरीज ऑफ ध्रुव महाराज इन दी असेंबली और इन दी सेक्रीफाइस ऑफ दी प्रजेतास, आफ्टर हियरिंग ही इंक्वायर्स, सो हु आर द प्रजेतास, सो वाई नारद मुनि नरेटेड सच ए ग्लोरियस इंसिडेंट इन देयर मिड्स और इन दैट सेक्रीफाइस और इन दैट असेंबली. सो हियरिंग दिस ही स्टार्ट नरेटिंग दी डायनेस्टी ऑफ दी ध्रुव महाराज जस्ट टू कम टू दी, बिकॉज दी प्रजेतास आर डिसेंडेंट्स ऑफ दी ध्रुव महाराज. लुकिंग एट दिस सो विदुरा मैत्रेय ऋषि स्टार्ट्स नरेटिंग इट. मीनवाइल व्हेन दी इंसिडेंट कम्स दैट ही नरेट्स अबाउट दी अंग महाराज, दैट द अंग महाराज वॉज वेरी पायस डिवोटी, वेरी पायस किंग, एंड ही हैड ऑड गुल क्वाडलीज एंड नेवर कमिटेड एनी सिन, बट द सेम टाइम ही हैड अ वेरी क्रूएल सन. लुकिंग एट दिस द हियर अवर Vidura asked the question again that why it is so that the such a pious king who has all good qualities he gets such a bad son, and when this son was not at all religious, he was completely an irreligious person, how he has taken birth in the such a pious person's family. At the same time, king is a ruler and representative of the Lord. He in all respects, even if he does something wrong, he has to be respected or not to be disregarded. So why the sages cursed him to die? Why they, after knowing all the principles of religious codes, they thwarted it and then just cursed the king who was the Vena, although irreligious, but he was the king. Why this? He asked two questions. Why Anga has to get such a kind of son, and why his son Vena was cursed by the sages who know the principles of them? So answer this. He starts narrating what are the events led to the birth of the Vena. So we'll see one by one from text 25 onwards. So Maitreya narrates the events that led to the Vena's birth. Text 25. So in an assembly, the king was trying to performing his Ashwamedha Yajna, and all the ingredients are pure, all the Brahmanas are chanting pure mantra, everything. There is no flaw in their actions, nothing was impure in that assembly, but still devatas were refused, or they were not appearing to take their share. So sages inform, or brahmanas inform the host Anga Maharaj, that there is no fault in ours or our performance or in ingredient. Then the king becomes morose and very grieved. And he asks, then as a, what you can say, humble leader, he asks, is there, this is happening because of some my faults, because of me the devatas are not coming? Then they inform, yes. So you have very pious life in this, as a king, Anga, you have very pious life. You have not committed any sin, even in your mind also. But you don't have any son, that's why these devatas are not coming and taking the share in Ashwamedha Yajna. They are not appearing. So reason behind you do not have a son is because you have a past karma. Because of that you are not getting a son. But at the same time he asked them, what are the solution or misery, what we can do? So they advise him that as soon as the Lord comes, these devatas has to appear anywhere. So even though these devatas are not coming, so we can offer this sacrifice or oblation for the Lord to appear. When the Lord come, these devatas has to follow, and they will come and take their share. So in this way, your desire will be fulfilled and you will get the son. At the same time, this yajna also will be successful. Looking at this, they offer. So here three things are mentioned. Just like a king, Anga has a past karma. Because of this, he do not have any son. And this hinders his success of the sacrifice as well. This second, and the devatas are not appearing. There are three problems. But as soon as he approaches the authorities, Brahmanas, and listens to him, and tries to follow their guidance, we'll see that within one act, ही विल बी एबल टू सरपास ऑल दिस थ्री लैकुनास इन वन सेंस. वॉट आर दीज थ्री डिफिकल्टीज ही हैव राइट नाउ इन वन एक्ट, ही विल बी एबल टू सरपास देम एंड विल अचीव ऑल थ्री. ही विल गेट द सन, ही सेक्रीफाइस विल बी सक्सेसफुल एंड देमी गॉड्स और देवताज विल ऑल्सो हैव टू अपियर इन दिस फॉर्म. सो दैट इज द पावर ऑफ द फॉलोइंग अथॉरिटी और समटाइम्स गेटिंग देयर इंस्ट्रक्शंस इन आवर लाइफ. लुकिंग एट दिस, the priest offer the oblations, and as soon as the oblation is offered, because of the king's devotion, the lord appears wearing white cloth and having golden pot in his hand that is filled with the paisam. He hands over to the priest, and then the priest give to the king. And king was so magnanimous that he smells this and gives this pot to his wife Sunita, who is the daughter of Mrityu. So Prabhupada writes that having a daughter from the bad family is not such a good thing, auspicious thing. But still, as a devotee, although her wife were from, his wife was from the dynasty of Mrityu, but still, king was so magnanimous that he gave that payasam to the queen, Sunita. And then portion of it, he took it, and he, in due course of time, they had the son, Vena. So, because of his mother's family dynasty, Sunita, she gave a birth to a cruel son. This is narrated. So here Prabhupada purpose write the what is the purpose of the Vedic sacrifice. So we'll see what is the purpose of the Vedic sacrifice and why it is in Kali Yuga prohibited and what sacrifice we have to perform. That Prabhupada, everything is listed down. Just I've taken the points from the Prabhupada's point purports. And very hardly any Acharya has commented in this 15 shlokas about their input. But the Prabhupada has distinctly written almost 7 shlokas where he has written the various, clarified the various concepts. So 3 concepts we will see today. The first is, what is the purpose of sacrifice, Vedic sacrifices? The first point is, the sacrificed animals reincarnate with the new life. So there was, is assumed, as of now today, or because of this, the Lord Buddha has to appear. So that was not the case in the Vedic times. So whatever animal was killed, he used to reincarnate with the new body or promoted to higher body in kind of what the progression he will make in natural due course of time. Being the part of the sacrifices, he used to make a leap of the progression in his life. So it was always beneficial for the sacrificed animal. Second point, just to show the potency of the Vedic mantra, effectiveness, whatever they obtain, as soon as the animal achieved his body, or new body, with the regret, old animal was sacrificed and he achieved the new body, the effectiveness of the Vedic mantra is proven, that is working. Second, thirdly, the student's qualifications, sometimes the students are learning mantras Vedic here in various Gurukulas, and they practice here. And because of this practice, how efficient they are, what are their qualification or abilities has been so far or now, this has to be tested. And this, the arena or sacrificial arena, is one of the opportunities where they were tested for their skills or ability to perform or chant this mantra or perform sacrifices successfully. So students are also get benefited, the animal gets benefited, and the mantras also, we come to know the power of mantra. And fourthly, the devatas used to appear in the sacrifices and take their share by the mutual understanding of the, because the humans are giving something in sacrifice in reward, in return, the devatas also used to give something in return. So mutual harmony and prosperity was everywhere, was spread because of these sacrifices. It is mentioned that the host must be sinless. In the case of Anga, it was mentioned that because he had performed some sin in the past, but in this lifetime, he was sinless. Not even in his memory or in thought, he ever thought to commit something sinful. But because of his past, devatas were not coming. So whoever has performed past sacrifices successfully, Vedic sacrifices, we can naturally assume that they were the free from all the bad karmas from the past life and current life. That's why they were able to perform successfully many yagyas for the benefit of the people, citizens, and their own, to fulfill their own desires, sometimes to get son or to sometimes become sovereign king of the world. So we hear one example that the Lord Ramchandra performed charity, performed sacrifice, and in the end of sacrifice, when everything is well done, the last ritual has to be like you give remuneration to the Brahmanas, priests, whoever are coming and performing and helping, but also just a visitor also. So he gave, it is mentioned that he gave everything, whatever he had in his kingdom, including his kingdom and everything. Just two cloth, he remained there. Otherwise, he everything donated to these pious Brahmanas. And in return, seeing the Lord's qualities of charity, this Brahmana was so pleased that they mentioned that we are Brahmanas, we have to live and meditate on the Lord. We have to worship the Lord. So we don't have a time for doing all these things, managerial or kingly duties. So better, you are qualified, you do this, take this and rule the world on our behalf. That's why it is mentioned that the king never rules on his behalf. King is always subordinate to the Brahmanas because he rules on behalf of the Brahmanas under their guidance. So this is one example we hear. But today if you see somebody, if you ask him charity, he will give some 10 rupees, 50 rupees, 100 rupees, 1000 or something like that. He will not be so charitable to please the people coming to attend the sacrifices. In Bali Maharaj's case also, we see that the Bali Maharaj took permission of the priest and others and came back and donated the land to the Vamanadev. So in this both the incidents, we hear the Anga Maharaj also, before speaking, because he had followed the vow of Maunavrata, before speaking a single word, he took the permission from the priest and others who were there helping him perform sacrifice. He took their permission and then he spoke up. Similarly, the Bali Maharaj also did the same thing. So we can know that the host, when he performs the sacrifices, he is not alone. He has to follow very rigid or strict rules and regulations for himself also. Others are qualified to help him, but he also has to perform so many vratas just to become the part of the sacrifice. So why Vedic sacrifices or yagyas prohibited in this age of Kali? So first reason is, we see there's so many contamination. Even though you can't get a pure grains, all the hybrid and other things or chemical used in the growing the, growing this grains. So you will not be able to find the anywhere the pure ingredient which requires in the, yeah, for the yagya. Second reason is Meni's mantra is not present in the people's memory. Some people remember partially, or some mantras are there, but the proper chanters are not there. They can't pronounce these mantras also. Sometimes mantra is there, but the chanter don't know how to pronounce them also properly. What are the meters used to be used? We'll see one example. When the Tvashta, he chanted mantra, he wanted to create a son who can kill Indra, because his son was Vishwarup and he was killed by Indra because Brahmana, and he accepted, came and asked for help. He was ready to help and he was helping also. At the same time, because of his some partiality towards his mother's side, this Indra becomes angry and he chops off his head. And just to take a revenge, he wanted a son who can kill Indra. But the last syllable while chanting the mantra, he just stretched. Just a last word he stretched. Because of this, instead of Indra Shatru, became the Indra Hana. The one person who can kill Indra, his desire was to be born. But the person came who will be killed by Indra. Like this, even the meters, if you don't follow properly, they have such a opposite and drastic results. So pure chanting qualified Brahmanas are not there. What to speak of availability of mantra? The Brahmanas who are supposed to be pure in their eating, meeting and other following habits, following religious principles. So they are not there. The Brahmanas also don't follow and they are not qualified to chant even these mantras. So it was, if we sacrifice animal with this, he will not be revived and killed without any benefit. That's why I just mentioned previously, the Lord Buddha has to appear to stop these sacrifices. It was so rampant killing. The animal was killed not for his benefit but for the people's tongue. People wanted to just kill animals in front of Goddess Kali, Bhairo and everywhere, and just to later on just to test it or have it as a meal. So that was the purpose we came. instead of reviving the person or animal getting benefited, he became the subject of their tongues. So that's why the Lord Buddha comes. And in one discussion we hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets Chandakaji, he says that this killing is also performed in your religion also. When you perform sacrifices, animals are killed. So Lord Chaitanya mentions that, what is the difference? It was not killed just for the pleasure of the tongue. So he narrates a whole incident and then said that just to benefit the animal it was happened. But because the people are and things are not proper in this situation, it is prohibited. Then he quotes one shloka. So, and apart from it, the host has to be pure. This purity of the host is not there. We see in our life, as soon as we are born, we commit so many offenses, not even the physical level, but the mental level and other in our thoughts. So our also, neither the qualified material is there, nor the qualified people are there who can conduct it, nor the host who is supposed to be get benefited by it or arranges everything, he is also not qualified. In three level, it is a failure to conduct a Vedic sacrifice in today's day and age. So that's why Prabhupada writes that the best and only process is recommended for this age is Sankirtana movement or Sankirtana Yajna. So in his discussion with the Chandakaji, Mahaprabhu quotes this, Ashwamedam Gavalambam Shanyasam Palapaitrukam Devarane Sudodapatti Kalopancha Pivarjayet. These five things are completely prohibited in this day and age. So this is CC 17.164. So Ashwamedham. Ashwa means horse. Sacrificing horse. Guavalambam. Killing of the cow or sacrifice of the cows. Sanyasam. Sanyas here mentioned is, it is mentioned for the preaching purpose. You can take a sanyas and travel all across and give discourses about the people, discourses to the people about the Lord and elevate their consciousness and make them God conscious. But the moni sannyas or jnani kind of sannyas, which is just for their own benefit, it is not recommended in this day and age. And eating of the offering of the flesh in oblations for the pitrus is also not recommended. And having child from one's brother to wife and bhabhi, jisko bolte ki. So having child from brother-in-law is also restricted. Previously it was seen that we hear that the Vyasadeva came. Well, it was initially recommended, Bhishma was approached when he denied that I will not marry and other things. Then he was approached that you can impregnate because your brother, it is allowed as per the religion. He denied. Then they called Vyasadeva, who was also one of the son of the Satyavati. So for Satyavati and Parasars, he came and impregnated, and then how this way the dynasty continues to flourish. So it is mentioned that in this age we perform the Japa Yajna, Harinam Sankirtan, and this is also Yuga Dharma. So there is no restriction or bar in performing this. If you are not able to do that, if you do this, this is more beneficial than the performance of Vedic sacrifices. We get 10 times or 100 times, 1000 times more benefit than performing Yuga Dharma or Japa Yajna than the Vedic Yajna or Vedic sacrifices of killing the animals. So what are the proofs or recommendations comes? Just 2-3 shlokas I have put here. Kalim Sabhaja Yantarya Gunagya Sarabhagina Yatra Sankirtane Naiva Sarva Swarthopi Labdhyate. Just by chanting all our desires, we'll achieve all perfection just by chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Kaler Doshani Dherajan Asti Eko Mahanguna Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangaha Param Brajet. Although there are unlimited or faults in this age like ocean, Wherever you go, you will find only faults, faults, faults. But the one great quality this age has, what is that? You need not have to perform, become mystic yogi, perform big, big sacrifices, or go to the forest and do meditation or austerity. Just by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you will achieve all perfection in your life. Krishna Varanam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajnah Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasaha. The Lord who has appeared along with his associates, he will be worshipped by intelligent people and followed his movement of Yajna Sankirtana. The Yajna in this age is Sankirtana Yajna. So some people may have a doubt that if Mahamantra is chanting Hare Krishna is so powerful, why it is not performed in the previous ages? Why the other possessions was given? Just like we can say, Krite Dhyayato Vishnum Tritayam Yajato Makhe Dvapari Paricharyayam Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. These all four things recommended in the four ages. Is the Mahamantra powerless in other ages and he becomes powerful in only because of the age of Kali? Or people cannot perform any other things, that's why it is recommended? It is for low-grade people? So answer is no. You see, our unqualification becomes our qualification. Because we can't do anything, so Lord has to give something for every people. Just like an example of a student. If he has not prepared and about to fail, then he gives, although other people get most toughest questions, examination, and especially in the Vivas, seeing the condition, how he has performed practical, his papers and other thing, seeing this condition of students, he takes the view of the teacher who is there, local teacher, and externals ask him easiest question, sometimes like ABCD and other things. So just by answering, at least he will have, okay, he has answered, let's pass him. So similarly, our condition is like that. Lord has come, seeing our unqualification, he has given easiest process to perform. But this process is always powerful, Satyuga also. Because the people were so qualified, they thought like, who will do this? A person who can lift 100 kg, he will not lift 1 kg and if he has option, you will lift 1 kg, 10 kg, 100 kg and 1000 kg. If he has capacity to lift 1000 kgs, he will not go for 1, 10 or 100. He will just try to do his best. So similarly, other ages, the Mahamantra was equally powerful, but people opted this. But there are few people who also took the same, this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and this Sankirtana Yajna and perfected their lives even other ages also. So one example is Ajamila, how he was liberated, and he did the same thing. In the 500 years back, we'll see, Jagai Madai, they were so sinful, they have performed so many sins, but still the Lord gave him instruction, just chant this mantra and you will be rid of all your sin. Similarly, in ISKCON devotees, Prabhupada writes this comment in the purport that the ISKCON devotees, by following four regulative principles and daily chanting Hare Krishna, will attain perfection. So we are like just beginning our spiritual life, and how we can perfect is like Yoga Ruda to Yoga Ruruksha stage. Yoga Ruruksha to Yoga Ruda. A new beginner is called Yoga Ruruksha, and Yoga Ruda is perfection stage. So when performing all this Ashtanga Yoga and other processes, your activities, level of meditation, everything changes. But chanting of Hare Krishna, when we perform from beginning to end, nothing changes. What activities, what we are doing here, just like a serving, worshipping Lord, chanting His names and performing devotion service, living with the devotees, taking prasad and associating with them and having katha. So all this thing goes on in the spiritual world also. So our means and goal both remain same all the times. That is the beauty of this performance of devotion service or devotional life. What you are doing already, you have to, and the same thing you have to do there in the spiritual world as well. Nothing changes. इवन दी योगा रुरुक्षा स्टेज और यू मे बी इन द योगा रुड़ा स्टेज. एग्जाम्पल इज न्यू भक्ता कम्स, वट ही डज, ही चैंट्स हरे कृष्णा, परफॉर्म जीवन सर विद रिस्पेक्ट्स डिवोटी, रीड्स भागवतम. वट अ सन्यासी हु हैज स्पेंड 20-30 ईयर्स इन द इस्कॉन मूवमेंट, ही डज द सेम थिंग. ही चैंट्स, मेडिटेशन, चैंट्स, डज कृष्ण कथा, परफॉर्म सर्विसेज एंड प्रीचेस. सो न्यू डिवोटी और ओल्ड डिवोटी, एवरीबडी इज डूइंग द सेम थिंग बिकॉज आवर मीन्स एंड गोल्स आर द सेम एंड दे आर ट्राइंग टू लर्न हाउ टू लव द गॉड. सो इन नेक्स्ट पर्वत प्रभुपाद मेंशन दी कि हाउ वी शुड बी अवेयर ऑफ दी दिस अपराधास वी कमिट वेल परफॉर्मिंग आवर डिवोशन सर्विस. ही मेंशंस समटाइम्स वी कमिट सेवा अपराध, जस्ट लाइक देर इज वन स्टोरी इन द शास्त्र. द रुचिक ऋषि रुचिक सन, ही वॉज रुचिक नेम्ड एज अ रुचिक कुमार. वंस हिज फादर आस्क हिम, प्लीज गो एंड फेच सम तुलसी एंड फॉर ऑफरिंग टू द लॉर्ड. ही वेंट, ब्रॉड तुलसी एंड ही डेड ओनली वन मिस्टेक स्मॉल विच वी जस्ट इवन कांट रिमेंबर ऑल्सो. सो ही गेव हिज फादर तुलसी विदाउट पुटिंग और क्लीनिंग इट और पुटिंग वॉटर. सो बिकॉज ऑफ दिस हिज फादर बिकेम वेरी एंग्री. इन दिस वे यू आर कमिटिंग अ सेवा अपराध. बिकॉज ऑफ दिस ही वॉज कर्स्ड टू बिकम यवन एंड दिस मेन्शन डेट ही दिस सेम रुचिक कुमार द सन ऑफ रुचिक ऋषि. He comes, one of the his portion is, many personalities are there in the personality of the Haridas Thakur. One of them is, this Ruchi Kumar also comes and takes birth as a Haridas Thakur, Yavana. So we hear another incident in Haridas Thakur's life, that when he was there in the Mazumdar's family, with the Raghunath Das Goswami's family, father and his uncle's assembly, he was sitting. At that time, there is one Brahmana, Gopal Chakravarti. When Haridas Thakur mentioned that just by chanting, we did not have to do anything. And this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is superior and everything. He glorified Harinam. So he challenges him that how can you say the other processes are useless? They have no standing in front of the chanting of Hare Krishna. So he became angry and he said, if you commit this, you will have, he cursed him one sense. But the Haridas Thakur was so humble. He said, what to speak of, if my words fall untrue or wrong, the my nose and will fall off and I will die. So this way he gets, but the we see the within a day the Gopal Chakravarti gets very severe leprosy and his nose and fingers all fell off because of the offense towards the a great soul Namacharya Haridas Thakur. So this is the one incident in performance of Napa Aparad. And Dhamma Aparad is Prabhupada, when the devotees see and Prabhupada disciples, when early they came with the West, from the West, they asked Prabhupada, used to ask Prabhupada, Vrindavan is such a nice place, why so many hogs, dogs and other lower animals are here, all things are not clean. He mentions that they are the devotees of the Lord. They were the devotees, but they have committed Dhamma Aparad. They came here with the ulterior motives. That's why, although devotees, they have committed offense towards the dham. That's why they have taken this birth. We should not commit any offenses towards the dham. So Prabhupada mentions again the purport. Just by strictly following four regulative principles of cleanliness, four regulations, satya, daya, saucham, tapa. These are the four principles of religious principles which Prabhupada has given: no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. Just by following them, these are the four basic principles of the cleanliness for our body, mind, and so. And do not manufacture anything your own. Whatever acharya or teacher has given, just by following it and offering it, will be our offerings will be accepted. Do not deviate, just follow whatever is given. In this way, whatever condition you may be, your offerings will be accepted by the Lord. So next, in the purports, Prabhupada mentioned that another purport, that why sun is needed. So why one has to have a sun, this concept is clarified ప్రభుపాద్ మెన్షన్స్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ మ్యారింగ్ ఈజ్ టు గెట్ సన్. వై సన్? సన్ క్యాన్ డెలివర్ ఫాదర్స్ అండ్ ఫోర్ ఫాదర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ పూ నామ్ నరుక త్రాయతే ఇది పుత్ర. ద సన్ హ్యాస్ అ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ డెలివర్ టు డెలివర్ హిస్ ఫోర్ ఫాదర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ గోయింగ్ టు అ పుమ్నామ్ నరుక. దట్స్ వై వాట్ ఎవర్ ద డెడ్ ఫాదర్ హ్యాస్ అస్ అ సన్ ఆల్సో ఆటోమేటిక్లీ గెట్స్ ఇట్ అండ్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ సో మెనీ యాక్టివిటీస్ జస్ట్ టు గెట్ రీడ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్. సో వాట్ ఎవర్ గుడ్ ఆర్ బేడ్ కర్మాస్ ఫ్యామిలీ మెంబర్స్ ఐ పర్ఫార్మ్ ద సన్ బికమ్స్ ది లయబుల్ ఫర్ ఇట్ అండ్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు డూ ద రైట్ థింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ ఆన్ వర్డ్స్. బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్ ది వన్ గెట్ ది సన్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ హిస్ పాస్ట్ కర్మ. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ లైక్ దట్ ద వే ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఇన్ జెనెటిక్స్ ఆర్ మోడర్న్ సైన్స్ మెడికల్ దట్ ఇఫ్ ది ఎక్స్ ఈస్ ద ఫీమేల్ ఎక్స్ ఇస్ క్రాస్డ్ విత్ ద మేల్ వై దెన్ ద సన్. ఇఫ్ ద ఫీమేల్ వై ఎక్స్ ఇస్ క్రాస్డ్ విత్ ద మేల్ ఎక్స్ దెన్ ద గర్ల్ ఈస్ బోర్న్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ లైక్ దట్. ద శాస్త్ర మెన్షన్ దట్ ది సన్ అండ్ డాటర్ ఆర్ అ సన్ బోర్న్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద వన్స్ పాస్ట్ కర్మ అండ్ టు గెట్ ద సన్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు హ్యావ్ వెరీ పాయస్ క్రెడెన్షియల్స్ సో దట్ ద సన్ కెన్ యూ కెన్ బికమ్ ద ఫాదర్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఫాదర్. సో వన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఈస్ దే దట్ ది వీ హియర్ ఇన్ ద మహాభారత్ ధృతరాష్ట్ర హ్యాజ్ 100 సన్. ఇన్ ప్రీవియస్ హిస్టరీ ఇట్ వాస్ నరేటెడ్ దట్ హీ వాజ్ అ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అ హంటర్ అండ్ హూ కిల్ ది చిల్డ్రన్ స్మాల్ చిల్డ్రన్స్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ బర్డ్ ద 100 ఆఫ్ దెమ్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ బ్లైండెడ్ ఫాదర్ అండ్ అదర్స్. సో బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ హీ సపోజ్ టు గెట్ ది బర్త్ వేర్ హిస్ 100 సన్ హ్యాస్ టు బి బోర్న్ బట్ హీ వెంట్ త్రూ సో మెనీ లైఫ్ టైమ్స్ జస్ట్ టు అక్యుములేట్ ద కర్మ టు హ్యావ్ 100 సన్స్ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ దట్ వెన్ ద హీస్ కర్మ వాజ్ రెడీ దట్ హీ కెన్ బికమ్ ది ఫాదర్ ఆఫ్ ది 100 సన్స్. హీ టుక్ బర్త్ ఎస్ ఎ ధృతరాష్ట్ర అండ్ 100 సన్స్ వర్ బోర్న్ అండ్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు హియర్ ది వన్ బై వన్ ద భీమా హ్యాస్ కిల్ టుడే 1 టుడే 2 టుడే 10 30 40 50 ఇన్ 17 డేస్ ఆల్ హిస్ 100 సన్స్ వర్ స్లాటర్డ్ అండ్ హీ హ్యాడ్ టు హియర్ దట్ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ బ్లైండ్ బికాస్ హీ బ్లైండెడ్ దట్ ద బర్డ్ ఆల్సో. So his karma came back here. So this way, to have a son, you require some pious karma. Although he may live or may not live. It is also mentioned that sometimes your enemy, who is not able to take revenge from you, not able to punish you because you are so powerful and strong in his presence, in front of him. But still, he had his mentality to take revenge from you. Because of his desire, he takes birth in your family. And that's why the reason we see that so many times the children are born, a son is born, but he never listens to father. He becomes the cause and suffering of the father. Mentally, day and night, father is troubled. Why this person has born in my family? Why is troubling me? So many questions come. But because of that living entity's past karma, he comes with a desire to punish you. But because he was not able to do anything there, he comes and troubles you in this life. And throughout the life, you are troubled. So one lesson we here get that the King Anga's case is classical example of if one worships Lord, he bypasses all his past karma. So the King Anga's life narrated that he won't have a son in this life. But as per the guidance of the priest and brahmanas, he performed the sacrifice for the Lord. And then Lord appears and gave him paisam, which he offers to his wife, and he took portion of it, and because of this, he gets the son. So one simple example is, if we perform devotion service, a devotee's life is never managed by the karma. It is always based on the Lord's desire. If Lord wants, he can give you 100 sons, even though you don't deserve it, if you don't have a karma. Even if you have a karma of 100 sons, and Lord feels like, this devotee will not progress in devotion service just by getting sons. He may not give you anything. Because once you surrender to Lord, He is completely controlling your life. So how you will gradually increase in your devotion, in that way Lord guides our life. So one concept is, what is the benefit of the approaching authority? So we should always take permission and then request the authorities whenever we are approaching them. Secondly, we come to know that which we are not know, we do not know so far. Thirdly, we get clarity in the midst of the troubles, just like a King अंगा, हिज सक्रीफाइस वॉज नॉट सक्सेसफुल, ही डू नॉट हैव सन एंड देवताज आर नॉट कमिंग, थ्री प्रॉब्लम्स आर देयर. बट द सेजेस नरेट दैट वाई द सेजेस आर देवताज आर नॉट कमिंग इन हिज सक्रीफाइस, हिज सक्रीफाइस आर अनफुलफिल्ड एंड अदर रीजन दे कोट्स हिज, दे कोट हिज पास्ट लाइफ ऑल्सो. So because of their guidance, we can solve problems at once. So they said, let's forget about the devatas. Perform these oblations or sacrifice for the Lord itself. And once they did this, the Lord Vishnu appears. And Lord Vishnu is Yajnesha, Yajnabhuk or Yajnabhuk. And because of this performance of oblations, the Lord appears and along with him by following other devatas also come and they take their share. The Lord gives him paisam and son is born later on. So lesson is, we may be able to solve problems one by one in our life, but under the guidance of wise, we can, or from guidance from the wise people, help us address multiple problems in one action. This is like in King Anga's case. So we hear one story in the Lord Ramachandra or Surya dynasty or solar, in the solar dynasty. There was a great king before King Raghu, after whose this dynasty itself named as Raghuvamsha. So this king Dilip, once he was invited by the heavenly demigods, devatas. On his invitation, on their invitation, he went to Swarga and met all the devatas. But at the same time, a Surbhi cow, Mother Surbhi, was there at corner. He forgot to respect him. And Surbhi became angry. And due course, she cursed him also. So he was so engrossed to seeing these devatas and meeting with them or enamored by them. He do not respect also Surbhi. At the same time, he do not hear the what curse she uttered. In this way, after spending time there, everything is done. He came to earth. But after a long time, he did not have a son because of the Surbhi's curse. So he approached Agastya Rishi and asked him, so as a king, it's my natural duty to give here for the throne. And I am not getting son from the long time. Although in my remembrance, in memory, I do not see I have committed any sin because of that I should not have a son or give a son to the kingdom. Seeing at this, Agastya Muni meditates and comes to know the cause, okay, that you have offended or not respected this mother cow, Mother Surbhi, in the Swarga. That's why, because of her curse, you are in this situation. So king asks him, is there any way to come out of it or get rid of this curse? He said, yes, if you can serve the, there is a daughter of the Surbhi, Nandini is there. If you serve her, if she pleased, you can get the son. Although her mother has cursed, because of the pleasure of the Nandini, you can get the son. In this way, king goes and disguised and every day starts serving the Nandini, the daughter of Surubhi. And long time passed. After one day, there was a lion comes just to eat Nandini. And in that situation, the king comes in between of the Nandini and the lion. The lion says, I am the lion of the Durga or Parvati. So you can't stop me. You can't stop me. You have to be killed. I am hungry. I will eat him up. So in this way, and if you want to save your life, just stay away from here. Then king says, even if my life goes, if you want to eat, just eat me before killing the Nandini, the daughter of the cow, Surubhi. So if you want to kill her, you have to kill me first. And then he folds his hand. He knows in front of this Mother Parvati's lion, he is nothing. He will be eventually killed. So he folds his hand and stands there. And guess what? The flowers, garlands come and flowers are showered by the devatas. That it was a test, because you have offended Mother Surabhi, but you approach the Nandini. This is one good thing. And now you have to just to save. Not it is like that you wanted to fulfill your desires. You wanted to serve her and please her and protect her. You are as a kingly. And you are for that you are ready to give your life. That we bless you, that you will have son. And this lion disappears and king is garlanded and Nandini blesses him. And then king goes and he has son. And they blessed him that you will have such a glorious son that the whole dynasty will be known by his name. Even the Lord will appear because of his seeing his good qualities. So that king becomes, later on his son becomes Raghu, who appears and then later on his dynasty continues. So this is the one more example of the how we should follow the authority. If you follow it properly, then we are eventually benefited and all our problems are solved. So devotees working, non-devotees working. So what is the difference between the non-devotees and devotee? Devotees also approach the Lord, non-devotees also approaching the Lord. So how they are different? So first is, the Lord in Bhagavad Gita says, whoever approaches me, I fulfill their desire without any question. So Lord, second thing, Lord awards freedom to all living entities. And what are the mentality of the fruity workers or fruity actors? Or they just try to enjoy the fruits of their action. And third, they work for their own sense gratification. They approach the Lord also just to fulfill their own desires and whatever the motive they have in the life for that reason only. But what is the case of devotee? The Lord asks him to for a full surrender. Sarva dharmana parityajya mamekam saranam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshyishyami ma asucha. This way. He never says that I will fulfill your desires. He says surrender first and then I will do the needful. And the secondly, devotee's desire is not to satisfy his own senses. Devotee's desire is to satisfy the senses of the Lord. And they work under the guidance of the Lord just to advance in devotional life. Ultimately, by following instructions of the Lord and narrating or channelizing all his actions in the same direction towards the service of the Lord, devotees ultimately go back home, back to Godhead. So how it happens? Just an example. So what Lord's desire can do, we'll see one or two examples here. Just like King Anga's case we see. Bhagavad Gita, Lord mentioned, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. Those who come to me, I give intelligence to them to act properly. The Lord gives the devotee the opportunity to make progress further and further so that he may come back home back to Godhead. In this way. So, the why problems come in the devotees, although Lord is guiding, Lord is controlling, but still we see the devotees suffering, so many problems come in their life. How to understand this dilemma or paradox? First reason is to glorify them. Bhishma was one of the 12 Mahanajans, but he has to remain in the midst of the Kauravas, a non-devotee, atheist, or just in Karmakandis. They are not pure devotee, not at all a devotee. But still, not only this, a devotee is in trouble, Draupadi. He can't help them, help her also. Pandava is in trouble, he can't help him, them also. And then eventually, when the final war happens, anybody or any devotee would have chosen that I will fight from the side of the Pandavas. Whether how many actions they have, it doesn't matter. I will do my duty and fight from the side of Dharma, from the side of devotee, take side of devotee. But here what happens with the Bhishma? He has been put in such a situation where he has to fight from the side of Adharma and just to kill the devotees. Such an precarious situation. And later on, anybody seeing the actions of the Bhishma Dev can misjudge him or misunderstand him, thinking like, oh, he is a non-devotee, he is doing everything from the side of Adharma, how can be he a devotee of the Lord? No. But when he leaves the body and instruct the Yudhishthir Maharaj, that time we come to know. Lord personally comes while he was leaving the body along with the Pandavas and devotees, and he leaves the body in a glorious way. Not only glorious, but the most glorious way. This is one example of the Bhishma Dev is given. Just to glorify them, why Lord has put them. And Prabhupada writes elaborately, he gives many reasons why he was put there in that situations. Second reason is to hide the glory of bhakti. Sometimes people worship Lord just to get rid of their sufferings, problems. Oh, devotees, he is worshipping Lord, he don't have any problem. Let me worship the Lord. He may not have any intention to go back home, back to Godhead. He may not have any intention to love the God or serve the Lord. Because by worshipping Krishna, I will not have any suffering or problem in my life. Let's start it. Even though he comes by this reason, that's also glorious. चतुर्विदा भजन्ते माम लॉर्ड सेज हुएवर कम्स टू मी इज ग्लोरियस बट फ्रॉम दिस काइंड ऑफ पीपल और दोज हु आर नॉट सफिशियंटली प्योरिफाइड हैव और कंटामिनेटेड मेंटेलिटी जस्ट टू हाइड द ग्लोरी ऑफ भक्ति फ्रॉम देम लॉर्ड गिव सफरिंग टू हिज डिवोटीज लाइफ और थर्डली लॉर्ड वॉन्ट्स टू रिमूव द लास्ट ट्रेसेस ऑफ मटेरियल अटैचमेंट जस्ट लाइक इन द केस ऑफ द सनातन गोस्वामी ही एवरीथिंग ही गेव अप किंगडम हिज प्रिंसिपली पोजिशन फैमिली मेम्बर्स एवरीथिंग ही वॉज बेगिंग एंड ईटिंग एवरीथिंग ही वॉज नॉट स्टेइंग इन द होम ऑल्सो ही वॉज स्टेइंग जस्ट आउटसाइड समवेयर द फूड ऑफर्ड बाई द डिवोटीज ही नॉट टेकिंग बट ही इज बेगिंग वट एवर ड्राई एंड लेफ्ट ओवर इज देयर ही ईट्स दैट बट ही हैज वन ब्लैंकेट कॉस्टली ब्लैंकेट गिवन बाई हिज रिलेटिव तो लॉर्ड चैतन्य से सी इज इट एंड ही बिकम्स अनहैप्पी अबाउट इट बट ही डिडंट से एनीथिंग टू सनातन गोस्वामी अंडरस्टैंडिंग द मूड ऑफ हिज स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर सनातन गोस्वामी अंडरस्टैंड द लॉर्ड चैतन्य डिडंट लाइक दिस ऑपुलेंट ब्लैंकेट सो ही इमीडिएटली गोज टू द गंगा घाट एंड एक्सचेंजेस इज विथ टॉन क्विल्ट एंड कम्स बैक एंड लॉर्ड बिकम्स प्लीज सो दिस इज वन एग्जाम्पल हाउ लॉर्ड वॉन्ट्स टू रिमूव ऑल मटीरियल इवन स्ट्रेसेस ऑफ द मटीरियल थिंग्स फ्रॉम द डिवोटीज लाइफ सेकेंड एग्जाम्पल इज दिस इज पार्ट ऑफ द लीला नॉट इट इज द ट्रू बट द गोपीज आर प्योरेस्ट ऑफ प्योर डिवोटीज एंड इट इज मेंशन दैट इन द कृष्ण लीला दे आर समटाइम अटैच टू देयर पॉट्स इट इज लीला दे आर नॉट अटैच दे आर अटैच ओनली टू कृष्ण बट इट इज मेंशन दे आर अटैच टू देयर अर्दन पॉट सो दे दैट लुकिंग एट दिस कृष्ण थिंग्स दैट दे आर माई डिवोटीज एंड दे आर अटैच टू दिस अर्दन पॉट्स लेट मी ब्रेक दम सो ही डज वन लीला एंड ब्रेक्स ऑल द पॉट्स ऑफ द गोपीज So there are pain and misery in devotee's life, but the difference we had to understand. Why these things are coming? Because sometimes everything is relaxed and jolly, good happening, then the devotee becomes callous in their bhakti. So just to keep the fire of the bhakti day by day going or increasing, Lord gives the pain or sometimes misery to the devotee. Usually it is pain because materialist people have misery, they constantly suffer. All the pain is there in the devotee's mind or in body, but still they continue to serve without any remorse. Just like we have taken the millions and millions of birth, and in millions of birth, we have spent millions of hours of time. And then in these millions of times, we have committed created millions of mountains of our sins. So one somebody can have a question that by performing devotional service, which are we have performed so many sins in millions of lifetime. For just an example, atonement if you have to do, one is equal to one. To counter one act, we have to do one atonement. And counter such a mountain of sin, unlimited mountains which are created by our sins, how many lifetime we have to perform devotional service? It is unimaginable. But still, just by performing devotional service in one lifetime, there are chance you can immediately go back to Godhead or in couple of lifetimes, such a fortune. So instead of mountain, suffering, pain, misery we should get, Lord is giving only speck, a small dust particle only. So devotees willingly accept punishment and continue seva. They do not become discouraged because of this, seeing these circumstances which are troubling or troublesome to them sometimes for outsiders. So they become more determined to perform bhakti just by seeing unfavorable situation in their life. The example is devotees in the Russia. They were not allowed to carry Gita. They were not allowed to chant. They were not allowed to wear tilak. They were not allowed to fast. Any government person at that time, KGB, sees them, arrests them and punishes them. But still, as soon as one devotee gets arrested, other five devotees become more eager to perform devotional service than the what previously. So when the unfavorable situation comes, devotee becomes more determined to perform devotional service and perfect his life. So example is less like, if you want to enter into the sun, you have to have fiery body. And if you want to enter into the abode of the Lord, you have to have pure body, which is conducive for the performing devotional service in their abode of the Lord, for the residence of the Lord. So this way, we trained up, and at the same time, these things, sufferings, our problems in our life, purifies our this body as well, and we become eligible to enter into the abode of the Lord. So last reason is just to intensify their love for the Lord. Sometimes everything is happening, problems are there, but still devotees are not intensifying their devotion towards the Lord. In that situation, Lord puts them in such a situation where their intensity to perform devotional service and increases with the leaps and bounds. And hundreds of times it increases and they go back home, back to garden. Example is Draupadi. Finally, when there was no shelter, she took shelter of the Lord. And that's how she was saved. And she became the very advanced in devotion, one of the Sakhi of the Lord, considered a friend of the Lord. So this slide will see how a devotee like Anga became detached. We have seen so many people and problems coming. Similarly, Anga Maharaj's life, he was very pious, he is performing all good activities, but still, so this is the last part of it. He was like Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that mother is always, whatever the good qualities mother have or bad qualities mother have, it is always passed on to son. And whatever qualities a father has, it is passed on to the daughter. So in this cross section, we see, because the mother, Sunita, was the daughter of the Mrityu personified, so he had all the bad qualities. That's why when his son Vena was born, he had inherited that his maternal grandfather's qualities and become irreligious person. He takes birth. And the father, since they don't have anything, any daughters, the Anga Maharaj's quality is not passed on. But there's one thing. How this Anga Maharaj left the kingdom? It is mentioned that when they took the paisam from the sacrifice and the Lord came and gave them, because of this, the paisam, when the Vena was cursed and he died, his upper body was changed and then Prithu Maharaj born. Because of the paisam was given by the Lord and it is pure, and it was handed over to him by the Prithu Maharaj, because of all these reasons, the good quality, the first emperor of the world, real king of the world, Prithu Maharaj, Shaktyavesha avatar of the Lord, is born from the Vena's body. You can see, just like his connection, a cruel person, from cruel father, irreligious father, cruel or irreligious son should be born. But in this case, Vena was irreligious and cruel, but from his body Lord appeared, because of that paisam and Anga Maharaja's devotion. Because of this unfavorable situation, and by the Lord's grace, this King Anga left everything and he went to the forest and perfected his life. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If someone has any question. Jai Grantra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Pirmanande. The question is, what is seva? So Prabhupada has given translation of the devotion services. Bhakti's translation is as a devotion service everywhere in all his books. The seva means whatever activities you are doing, if it is in connection with the Krishna, in connection with the Vishnu, in connection with the Vaishnava and their benefit, or anything you are doing, that is called seva. Just like if you have a job, family, if you have a son, you take care of them. Instead of coming to Maharaj, once His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj mentioned to his one of the congregation devotee, every day they were coming for the Mangala Arati. एंड सीइंग देम ही महाराज सेड दैट यू हैव अ स्मॉल चाइल्ड यू शुड नॉट कम डेली द लॉर्ड हैज अपीयर्ड दिस चाइल्ड विच हैज बॉर्न इन योर फैमिली इज लाइक योर डीटी टेक केयर ऑफ हिम सर्व हिम नाइसली एंड मेक हिम डिवोटी दैट इज योर सेवा सो हुएवर इज योर इन योर फैमिली इफ यू आर वॉट एवर एक्ट यू आर डूइंग एंड बाई दैट एक्ट इफ ही कम्स क्लोज टू कृष्णा दैट्स सेवा द पर्सन और ग्रस्ता ही इज अर्निंग मनी ही इज नॉट जॉब ही इज नॉट ओनली डूइंग एट टाइम 8 hours 9 hours सर्विस ड्यूटी ही इज डूइंग एक्चुअली सर्विस सेवा वाई ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन वेन कर्मीज और आउटसाइड पीपल वेन वेर वॉट एवर दे आर डूइंग ओनली वॉट फॉर अहमति कॉन्सेप्ट फॉर मी और फॉर माइंड फॉर दिस बॉडी और दोज पीपल हु आर कनेक्टेड टू दिस बॉडी बट द डिवोटेड डज एवरीथिंग फॉर द service of the Lord. Remembering the Lord is to be center of all his activities and he will be pleased by this. So he earns money and gives to family member. Who are they? Devotees. And, or helps children to grow in various ways or maintains his own devotion service based on this money. So whatever he is doing and that money is used in this various ways to enhance devotional life of each other. So that is called seva. That becomes seva. Otherwise, it is just an ordinary money or any ordinary act. The two people are sitting in the same office, one devotee, one non-devotee. A devotee is doing seva, 8 hours sitting on the laptop, creating even the apps, creating big, big sites or whatever it is. But the other person who is non-devotee, his activities cannot be called or his job is cannot be called a seva. So this basic thing. So everywhere, whatever you do, if it helps enhance your Krishna consciousness or in connection with the Lord, or it is used in the service of the Lord somehow or other, directly or indirectly, that becomes seva. If it is bereft or distance from the Lord, it is not to be used in the service of the Lord. That is just in a job or a mundane activity. The difference. Yeah, reciprocal. Lord protects. No. We have to serve because we want to develop our devotional service. A connection, a relationship which we have forgotten. Krishna bholiya jeeva bhoga vancha kare, nikatastha maya tare jhapatiya dhare. Our consciousness is now non-Krishna conscious. So we have to develop that consciousness consciously. Because materially or what you can say, that mechanically it is not possible. Consciously you have to try to be Krishna conscious. Then only it is possible. Gradually. Then this conscious effort will make us one day to develop love towards the Lord in unconscious way also. Just like somebody who is doing any activity, driving, let's say an example of driving. Every time he drives, he is very careful. Clutch, gear, brake, horn, the wheels, everything he remembers. Now, or driving in the night time also, dumper up, down, this way, that way. So many things are in driving. So, but as soon as he becomes, after some time, he becomes so expert that not looking in any direction, he does everything. He eating, sitting on the driving on the vehicle 100 kilometers per hour, driving, eating also, receiving call also, but still he is very expert. That beginning he has to put efforts to be conscious, and later on he becomes the continuously he does the without any thought even. So in that way he progresses. Similarly, our remembrance of Krishna, we have to in the beginning put so much effort. But one day will come, unconsciously we will remember Krishna in all activities. Just an example. When you go outside, you hit by some stone, some vehicle comes behind you and you are scared. Or something unpleasant happens suddenly. What do people outside say? Oh, shit, and other so many words. Ouch. These words they use from mouth. But a devotee of the Lord, what he says? Hare Krishna. Oh, Radharani, like this, he remembers the various names of the Lord. Why? Because now it has gone so deep into the heart, it is, whatever it is coming out, it is always naturally something in relation with the Lord, in connection with the Krishna. That's how the devotee, even in the suffering or untoward or unpleasant events happening, he is remembering Lord and happily serving Him. Why serving Him? Just to develop his or re-establish his lost connection with the Krishna. We were there with Him, now we have come here. So unfortunate condition. Now by reading Shastra, by following Guru, we know this is like a prison house and we have to go actually in the palace of the Lord. So nobody likes prison and everybody likes palace. So when he has been given or proper knowledge, he remembers what is my goal, what I have to do. So in that way, remembering that, he does all activities just to please the Lord. Once the Lord is pleased, there is nothing remain to be pleased anyone. In this case also, just Yanga Maharaj. The Lord came, all devatas became pleased. In Draupadi's case, when there was, he put one grain in his mouth and he said, I am satisfied by this eating and devotion. All 60,000 Durvasa Muni's disciples and whole world, their bellies were full to their satisfaction. Nobody felt even hunger to even a single morsel or grain. Such a great benefit we have. If we satisfy Lord, we do not have to satisfy anyone in the world. Or otherwise, if you satisfy everyone one by one, how much capacity you have and how many people you can satisfy? It's not possible. So just by pleasing Lord, you satisfy everyone. So better opt for other way. Just like watering the root, pears, trees, nourished, putting food in the mouth, stomach and body is healthy. We don't eat feed here, and this. These 2-3 examples are given in the Shastras. Why we have to serve the Lord directly. Okay. I just mentioned 2 things about it. So how will know that where I am, whether I am advanced or not? Basically in terms. So one time Balaram Shakti Prabhu has clarified this concept. He says a neophyte. He is not aware of the higher. When you advance in Krishna consciousness, what will happen? You are not aware of it. Because you are just beginning your devotional service, devotional life. A very advanced devotee, a new bhakta is chanting, worshipping sometime deities, doing sankirtan, preaching another, reading shastra, doing all activities. And advanced devotee is also doing the same thing. Only difference is difference of the consciousness. A new bhakta doesn't know, and the very advanced devotee will not tell you what is his experience of Krishna consciousness. So in both the ways, it is very difficult for any outsider or any person to know what is exactly when you advance in devotional service, how Krishna reciprocates you, how He comes in your dreams, how He shows you path in various ways, how He protects you from the difficulties, especially protects your consciousness, why He does what He does in your life, that will not come to know until and unless we reach there. So simple process Prabhupada has given, 5 things. Attend darshan of the Lord every day. Chant, worship the Lord, and 5 most important, dham was chanting and bhagavatam study. If you do this, the mechanical thing will become, it will like just like outside to inside. To gradually, unconscious, initially you have to put effort consciously, then it will become unconscious effort. Effortlessly you can do this. And from external to internal it will happen. Whatever activity you are doing physically without emotion, it will be filled with the emotion, but it will take little time. Just like Gopal Prabhu in joke mentions, to aaj bharti aur kal chakravarti aisa nahi hota hai. इवन एनी वेयर इन द फील्ड. यू बिकम टूडे डिवोटी एंड परफेक्ट टुमोरो. वेरी फ्यू पीपल बाई द स्पेशल ग्रेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड कैन अटेन. सो ध्रुव महाराज परफेक्टेड इन 6 मंथ, बट वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर इवन द एडवांस किंग्स हु हैव लिव्ड द लाइफ, परफॉर्म मेनी सेक्रीफाइसेस, एंड फॉर देम ऑल्सो टू अटेन सच अ पोजिशन वेरी डिफिकल्ट. बट ही अचीव द परफेक्ट द लॉर्ड सुदर्शन इन 6 मंथ. 5 years old, what mantras, yoga and other things he knows. But the Lord pleased him, what question you can have. So he was basically able to please the Lord. Similarly, I will go also the life. We have to please the Lord, and Lord is pleased. You are neophyte in the middle stage or in the higher stage. Whatever you are, you will start loving the Krishna in perfect your life. That's what our goal is. And that can happen by the grace of Lord. So various processes are there. Prabhupada has given just following this strictly, we can go advance. We have seen many devotees have advanced gradually. We also can gradually advance in that way. Thank you. Hare Krishna.